Hello, my name is Emily Wilson. This podcast is for EDCT 2030. One of the quests is to produce a diversity podcast in which you relate some aspect of diversity to the classroom. So I've chosen to give an example of two books that you could use in your classroom to help teach diversity to students, and then kind of what you could do with those novels to further their understanding. So one thing you could do, or one novel you could use, is The Secret Life of Bees by Sue Monk Kidd. And recently I've been reading that novel in one of my English classes here at OU. We do a lot of different things with that book. For one thing, we journal. So every day that we go in, we've had a set amount of pages that we've had to read for that night. And then there's usually a prompt up on the board that my professor gives us, just so we have some time to explore what we've learned the night before while we were reading. So that's just one thing you could do with your class to talk about diversity. And the reason I say to use Secret Life of Bees is because it's a book that offers multiple perspectives about certain events set in the 1960s. So that's just one example. Another book you could use is called Wonder. And that book is about a young boy named Augie, and he has a disability. He has a facial deformity. He never discloses what exactly he looks like, but he just mentions that his face, you know, like, doesn't look a lot like the other kids. And this book is about him and his first time going to middle school. He's entering fifth grade for the first time. He's been homeschooled up until this point. And with that, that's also another great book for middle school students, is because Augie is in middle school. And the same with The Secret Life of Bees. Lily is a 14-year-old girl, so she's kind of the same age as like a middle school student. So those are just like two perspectives that I feel like middle school students could relate to. Augie mentioning going into diversity, why that book should be used in a diversity themed discussion or unit, is because he doesn't look like everyone else. So when we talk about ability, or disability, things like that, even though Augie does not have a disability, he is a diverse person just in his experiences and what he, has been exposed to in his life. He has much more diverse experiences than other middle school students. So again, with the Wonder book, you could do the same thing. You could journal. And the reason I'm so fond of journaling for middle school students is because some of them haven't been exposed to these different perspectives in their life. And this is kind of a safe place for them to explore their thoughts and feelings about what they're reading and learning, in a way that kind of makes sense to them. And then as you go on throughout the school year, you can further that by sharing journals in small groups, and then eventually moving on to larger classroom discussion about the issues in different novels. So those are just two novels that are my recommendation. Plenty of more out there that you could use for your classroom, but those are just two that have been relevant in my life at the moment. And that would be my suggestion on how to incorporate diversity in the classroom. Thanks for listening.